Good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Monday through Friday, it's what we do. We talk Packers in the morning and during camp, we talk it in the afternoon too. I'll be back later this afternoon after practice with your extra cheese. Speaking of practice, the pads come on today. At least the shoulder pads do. No leg pads. But hey, I'll take it if it means there'll be some hitting, which there probably will be. Did I just lose you guys? I hope not. There we go. You know where you can never lose is with Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles it all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app, draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 in bonus cash if you use the code CHEESEHEAD. That's code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. Don't delay. Get on it right now. Do some best ball drafting, and don't worry about all the nonsense during the season. You want to get on Underdog, I'm telling you. Hey, and speaking of partnerships, we got a brand new one launching today. Our good friends over, those of you who were with me last year, remember this. This is the deal of a lifetime. You're going to want to check out, look at this sweet baby. That's right, the Packers yearbook, the official Green Bay Packers yearbook for 2021 is available now. Go to PackersYearbook.com. That's PackersYearbook.com. Use code CHTV, that's CHTV, to get 10% off. They also have a brand new offer this year where you can get the yearbook and the entirety of every single game day program emailed to you. That's right, a digital copy of the game day program. And so they have a package deal. You get 10% off that as well if you use code CHTV. Either one, you want to check them out. Look at that. That is what you want in your life. I get the yearbook every year. Obviously, they had to wait to see if Aaron was going to be back so they could see if they could put him on the cover or not. But he's back. He's on the cover along with Devontae and Aaron Jones. You want that in your life. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Big Packers following in the UK. Zippy, you better believe it. Packers UK. That's good folks right there. Make sure I didn't miss any super chats. No, we're good. We're good. Thank goodness. I never get yelled at more than when I miss a super chat. Afternoon from sunny Manchester. Oh, a lot of people from across the pond checking in. Clear, a lot of players are high quality people, but couldn't help but be impressed by Billy Turner when he spoke to the media. You'd want him alongside you. Billy's a great guy. There's no doubt about it. He has been open and honest about everything from the moment he put on a Packers uniform. What you saw yesterday at the podium is how he is all the time. He is definitely a guy who keeps it 100. Nagler, can you confirm that there is a whole lot of ball game left? A lot of ball game left. Let me tell you. Okay, I got a couple super chats here. Josh, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Who looks like day one starter at inside backer, Martin or Barnes? Well, in that regard, it's definitely Barnes so far. I mean, today's pads come on, maybe things start to change, but Barnes has run with the ones the entirety of camp so far alongside Campbell. Campbell and Barnes are your kind of duo there. We'll see if Martin can make up ground. But right now, those guys are entrenched, especially Barnes, who is wearing the communication helmet. So I think Martin's got a ways to go. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. What's that poppy noise I hear from the Northeast? I don't know. Oz is here. What's up, man? How are you? Big jump from Savage on the way. Trevor, I think a jump. I don't know if it's big, but undoubtedly, you're going to see him continue to progress. We saw it towards the end of last year. His game really stepped up those final kind of eight games of the season. Hopefully, he continues in that direction. Ramses, thank you for the super chat. Hello from Iowa. What's up? Hello from Green Bay. Just had a baby boy named Mason. Congratulations. We were so close with Crosby as the middle name. Diehard Packers fans here. Bears suck. Fit a lot into that super chat, and I appreciate it. Congratulations. So happy for you and everyone. Hope everyone's healthy and happy and safe. Mason, welcome to Green Bay Packers fandom. How badly will we beat the Saints week one? All right, Kevin, slow down. This is a lot of ball game left. Let's slow your roll. Let's get through family night first before we start beating up on the Saints. All right. Honestly, this Packers team is loaded. I'm so excited for this season. You should be, Samuel. This is a legit Super Bowl contender. Not saying they're going to steamroll their way to Lombardi, but this is a team that will not or should not lose a lot of games. They have talent everywhere. What are the rules with practice in pads, assuming it's not just full on hitting each other? It does depend on the team and what the parameters are laid, you know, laid down by the staff. There is some CBA language that you have to adhere to early on. Like today, they are just in shoulder pads, not full pads. And more often than not, most teams, including the Packers, don't have live tackling. So there's no wrapping up and bringing a guy to the ground. But you definitely will see increased intensity across the lines, defensive and offensive lines will actually do a lot more hitting now and will actually try to control their opponent as opposed to just kind of two-stepping and shadow dancing with them. But yeah, there's no true blowing people up. I mean, there's a few of that. Kamal Martin did that last year in the young guys session, and it was dope. He absolutely de-cleated a running back. But those kind of hits are few and far between in camp when you're hitting your own guys. That's why I'm kind of despondent that I'm not going to be here for the Jets, two Jets camp, joint practices, because that's when hitting really starts. How was Pack undefeated this year, Kristen? I'm all for it, but that ain't very realistic. Have I learned anything about Joe Barry's defense so far? Diehard Pack fan from Montreal. Thanks for checking in. Not that's been readily apparent on the field. Right now, they're just doing installs. There's no game planning. There's no actual kind of like trying to utilize the scheme, you know, right? I mean, it's literally just guys learning what the calls are. So, yeah, they're throwing a lot of, Kenny Clark said it the other day, you know, it is, they are drinking from a fire hose, trying to get it in their bodies, learn what their assignments are, etc. So there hasn't been a whole lot to glean in that way. Javon Wallace, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. How can fans in other states like me watch Family Night? You cannot. That is the unfortunate truth. Unless you want to like find a pirated stream somewhere, I'm sure somebody will have one some available somewhere on the internet, but that's why Corey and I do a watch party to give you play-by-play and let you know what's happening. We'll be live on Family Night right upstairs from where I am right now on the deck, live watching Family Night and giving you guys the blow-by-blow. But yeah, the Packers are in the dark ages when it comes to digital media. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Think we make a move on the defensive line with the cap space we opened up? Short and Atkins both still available. I'd be very surprised if they added anybody. I think they'll utilize that space to extend their own guys, namely Devontae and Jair. I think they like their team. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. What pisses Packers fans off more, our wide receiver core or you missing their super chats? Probably the wide receiver core, although it shouldn't because it's so talented. Packers are living in the 1990s and don't stream it. What's crazy is that they used to. They used to have an agreement with Fox, local Fox, and the local Fox affiliate used to stream it on their website. But then the Packers took it all in-house, and now they don't stream it at all. It's like they've literally gone backwards. The Packers are amazing that way. Do I see them keeping seven wide receivers? I do not. I think that's a tall order, especially when you consider special teams. That's a lot of guys to keep, you know, have stick around. How's Wisconsin treating you so far, Nags? Pretty damn well, I gotta say. I'm having a ball. It's great to be here. But I will say also that I miss New York and I can't wait to get home and see my kids. With a new defensive coordinator, do you see Jair utilized in a more blitzing packages? Nick, it's a possibility. I don't think it's gonna be a regular part of his game, but I think it'll be a nice wrinkle, especially if they can get him kicked inside every once in a while. And then keep guys guessing as far as, is he going to be in coverage? Is he coming from the slot? I love that idea. We haven't seen any kind of anything along those lines so far in camp. That doesn't mean it won't or can't happen. I love the idea, but so far there's been no inkling of that. Have I had Krolls every day? No, Justin. I have had Krolls a few times, though. No doubt about that. Going to get to see my first Packers game in person this year. Very excited. Very cool. Enjoy. Wait, someone just said turn around. Is that you? I'm just going to give you a wave. What's up, man? Live. We're doing it live, baby. It's cloudy here near New York. Don't rush back. I like the clouds. What else we got? Where is Clay? Are you talking about Clay Matthews? I think he's moving from California. I saw a note that he and his family had sold or selling his big, humongous house that he only bought a couple years ago because they're going to move down to the Nashville area. Is anyone in the wide receiver group eligible for the practice squad? I think a few people are. I'd have to look at the roster though. What's the Let Love In equivalent in the Green Bay area? Oh, there's a place downtown called, or there used to be. I don't know. I haven't been down there in a long time. What's it called? What's that place called? You know what it's called. It's like a dark cocktail lounge kind of place. Say hi to what's your name? Tito. Hi, Tito. Tito says hello. You don't remember that? I went there with Elliot Wolf once.
Where?
It's downtown. It's kind of dark. Liberty. Oh, that was called?
It's no longer there.
It's not there anymore. Right, of course. That's what happens when you're not in Green Bay a lot. Excited to watch the Packers annihilate the Ravens live in Baltimore this year. That's going to be a tough game. I don't know about annihilation. I mean, that's a game they should win, but Lamar Jackson's no joke. Tito carries the G. Is Juwan Winfrey as good as Bukowski seems to say? I mean, Bukowski's not alone in saying it. A lot of people have been saying it. And yeah, I think he's had a really strong start to camp. But pads come on today. We'll see. It's one thing to do it in shorts. As Bruce Arians said, soccer practice is over. It's time for the hitting to start. Christopher. Oh, boy. Why is my computer hating me? Christopher, thanks for the super chat. Going to the Packers game in Baltimore this year, 12-19. Can't wait to terrorize my family when I wear my Rodgers jersey. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Represent. Carry the G. Any chance Elliot Wolf comes back? No. I think that bridge is burned and dusted and buried. I need a Banky rant. Mike Witt would like a Banky rant. That's okay. That's it. That's all you get. Please don't tell me Lancaster and Lowry are starting. John, I would think in base is a good chance. Hey, go look at the games last year, at the second half of the season especially. They're much better than you guys give them credit for. Are they all-stars? Are they world beaters? No. They're not the sisters of the poor that the internet wants to make them out to be. Early hype around Funchess warranted? I mean, he's been solid. I don't think he's been spectacular or anything, but he certainly seems to have fit the scheme, like picked it up really well, and Rodgers is certainly not afraid to throw to him, and neither is Love has found him a number of times on rhythm throws that make it, you know, really easy for him to, as far as like not breaking stride, etc. So yeah, no, I think Funchess has looked good. I wouldn't say he's been amazing, like he's not turning heads every day, but yeah, he's been solid. Green Bay is a vacation destination. Thank you, Pogs. 100% correct. Thank you for president of Packers after Murphy retires. Mike, we've discussed this. He's got to get on a board seat first, and then he's going to get on the executive committee. And then, yes, he'll be CEO and president, no doubt. Hey, Nags, could you buy the house on the corner across from Lambeau? They are only asking $1.3 million, probably a fair price in New York. Robin, we actually were just talking about that last night. Kind of a crazy asking price, but who knows? Maybe someone will pull the trigger. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. When is Banky going to give his masterclass in mixing a proper old-fashioned pappies? Thank you, Uncultured. You will get that video in the year 2037, coming to a YouTube channel near you. Nags, how about giving Murphy a golden parachute retirement plan to retire early, kind of like when he tried to get Favre to retire with a sack of money? Maybe they would try, but here's the thing. Pull back 30,000-foot view. When you look at where the Packers were when Murphy started to where the Packers are now, as an institution, he's done a pretty damn good job. He has been a good steward of the Packers franchise, and I don't think there's any reason to push him out the door because Aaron Rodgers has got his feelings hurt. Come on. Where has Kenny Clark been lining up? You know, for all the talk about how they were going to be moving him around, I don't think they've gotten to those packages yet because he's been mostly inside where he's always been. So we'll see if there's more of that to come. But right now, like I said, they're still doing installs, so I'm sure it's a question of just getting to certain things. How do you see the snaps between Jones and Dylan shared? Nothing I've seen would make me change what I've pretty much said all offseason is that I think it's going to be pretty game plan specific. In other words, like however they feel the opponent is best attacked, that's the guy they're going to lean on. Now, maybe they get in the heat of the battle and some one or the other gets, you know, just in a groove, in a rhythm, and gets, you know, you kind of, all right, the game plan, we're going to start feeding A or B. But I think what's nice about it is you can't, the ability of both of them in the passing game really kind of helps. And obviously A.J. Dillon's the one who's a lot less tested in that regard. But once he starts putting that stuff on tape, his ability in the passing game, catching some stuff, making guys miss in space, and being a weapon, that's when it gets really exciting, because as a defensive coordinator, you can't, you know, okay, Dillon's in there. I know they're probably going to run it. Nope, wait, there he goes on a wheel route. Now you're in trouble. So as soon as a few plays like that get put on tape, that's where I think things get exciting. Favorite Packers player of all time, Danny, it's Bart Starr. It's not even close. Do our middle linebackers look like they can hang in pass coverage? That's been a big issue over the years. They do, actually. Campbell is a great addition in that regard. He's got some really smooth hips. His change of direction is really nice. I think Barnes is going to continue to improve in that regard. Haven't seen Martin much in coverage yet. I thought Ramsey was doing pretty well, too, but he went down with an injury yesterday, and it didn't look great. So we'll probably hear more from Matt here in a little bit. Speaking of which, I'm going to have to get going. And look, if you got to get going someplace, which all of us do at one point or another, right? You want to look good while you're doing it. You want to represent the Packers. Check out vinfl.com and this sweet Packers hoodie. You can wear it year round with this fantastic classic photo of an early Packers team. vinfl.com. Use code CheeseheadTV to get 15% off and look great while you're carrying the G. Thanks a lot, everybody. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. It's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll be back after practice. Thanks a lot. Go Pack Go.